Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a child, my planet Krypton was dying. I was sent to Earth to protect my cousin. But my pod got knocked off course, and by the time I got here, my cousin had already grown up and become Superman. I hid who I really was until one day when an accident forced me to reveal myself to the world. To most people, I'm a reporter at Catco Worldwide Media. But in secret, I work with my adoptive sister for the DEO to protect my city from alien life and anyone else that means to cause it harm. I am Supergirl.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Supergirl Talk Podcast. This is podcast number 26, season 2, episode 6, Changing. Yes, we will be talking about changing on Supergirl Talk. This episode aired on November the 14th, last Monday. Not the last Monday, but last Monday. and it starts with, of course, our favorites, Mon-El, who's becoming a character, and also, of course, Alex is back, and also Megan, and also Martian Manhunter, but definitely a really good episode as we get to see what gets Kara angry with after Mon-El is using his powers for, like, you know, being a muscle for the goons or the gang. All right, let's see. This is Changing on Supergirl Talk. We are live right now for another few minutes. Call in at 647-668-2311. Again, that number is 646-668-2311. We have our first caller from area code 239. Who is this?
I am Matt from Florida. What's up? And oh my gosh, this was one of an episode. It was fun. I love seeing drunk Kara.
Wasn't it?
I mean, I was laughing out loud when she was like crazy drunk, and then Alex goes, "I'm going to drive you home." And then the way she goes, "I'm not flying, that's for sure." I mean, man, those scenes. I want more drunk Kara. Yeah, and then I think
we want red kryptonite Kara.
Yeah, I want red kryptonite Kara. I bet she'll hook up with Mon-El this time. Is she?
Have
what?
They
is she
introduced
fat?
Different kryptonite colors yet on Supergirl?
No, they did red last year. Remember in the episode Falling?
Yeah, right.
But
yeah,
I would love to see it again.
Okay.
And,
yeah, I wonder how often they're going to bring in kryptonite of different colors.
Right, right. Especially with Cadmus now, no longer Matt's World Lord. Oh,
yeah.
And
let me
episode,
ask you, Matt, before we start talking about the episode, I had a question. Whatever happened to Red Tornado? Like, where is he at? Is he still at the DEO, or is he with Cadmus? Or
me too. Probably Project Cadmus took him. Or
probably, right?
Yeah, probably. And I'd love to see the return of Bizarro.
Max Lord is no longer on the show, right?
No, it's all dang Project Cadmus. But I would love to see the return of Bizarro. Wouldn't that be cool? If they brought back Bizarro Kara?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Because I think Cadmus could have her.
That was fun.
I love the Bizarro episode. Even they could bring in Bizarro.
Matt, how did they end up with Maxwell leaving? Remind me again. I forgot.
I don't know. They showed something.
He just disappeared, right?
He just left. I mean, I should probably.
He just
left. I gotta go back and watch it again. Either he went with the army.
Yeah, I gotta go back.
He's starting to
too.
Become good, and he gave something to the general in the season one finale.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what happened to Maxwell.
I think
Lord,
it was
kind of
like
cool.
Their going away party, kind of like, okay, we're going to split up now.
Yeah, and he and Alex had something going on last season, But boy, in this episode, Alex coming out, I mean, that was, wow, very emotional.
That was pretty heavy.
With both sisters. I mean, that I felt it right there.
And then doesn't
like,
it suck
a sister?
That she went through all that and then Maggie is not interested in her?
No, I mean, that's just weird, crazy. They'll get together at some point. I know it. Because I think
they are perfect
for each other.
It's not over yet.
I like Alex a lot. Yeah, and it's not really over yet. And then Guardian, oh, my God, Jimmy Olsen in a suit.
Oh, geez. That is so awesome.
Was,
why couldn't Diggle be that right away instead of the
Halloween
mask? I know.
I mean, come on. Because if Kara goes
Diggle
over there...
What's Diggle's
code
name again? I know you told me the other day.
Spartan.
Spartan, yeah, no.
Yeah.
He should have been the Guardian.
And then, like, oh my gosh, wouldn't it be crazy if Kara goes over and see Diggle's helmet in the crossover this week and goes, you know, dude, your helmet is lame. I know someone who can upgrade your costume.
Exactly.
I mean, I am getting so pumped for tomorrow night's episode. I mean, I know it starts on The Flash, but I can't wait till the very end because they show
some
clips.
Well, actually, it starts at the end of Supergirl. Medusa is the name of the title for Tuesday's episode, and I have a little blurb here. It says, the episode ends with the scene cutting up the crossover event Invasion that begins on The Flash Season 3, Episode 8, but continues on Arrow Season 5, Episode 8, and concludes with Legends of Tomorrow, Season 2, Episode 7. So there you go.
But why can't
and then after
Medusa,
after Medusa's Kevin Smith episode titled Supergirl Lives.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be phenomenal.
Who is that?
And how well he...
Yeah.
No
Kevin
idea.
Smith is now jumping ship from The Flash to... Supergirl, how about that? Do we want Kevin Smith going all the way around?
Hell yeah. Are you kidding? He did so good
last season
on The Flash.
Me too. You can tell those episodes are really
Force.
Well done, especially those who are fans of the show, like Kevin Smith.
I love Kevin Smith. I mean, he truly is a cool guy, especially in that one DC featurette they had before Batman v Superman came out.
Oh, yeah. You can tell he was a geek. He's like, take my money.
Yeah, I know. But this episode was so cool. And then at the very end, Cadmus takes Mon-El and Parasite.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He was tense.
Yeah.
And he absorbed Kara and Martian Manhunter's powers, and then they looked like they were almost dead. But still, Guardian had some major fights. I mean, I wonder. Before
yeah, let's
Kara
talk
leaves,
about the Guardian.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
so the Guardian is, of course, if you haven't watched the episode, we're talking about the Guardian who is played by who? Jimmy Olsen.
Jimmy Olsen.
Young Jimmy. Jimmy is now a crime fighter. Now, I haven't looked him up on the comic book, and have you heard of Jimmy Olsen ever coming up with a superhero type of name?
No, not really. I mean, this is
before the show.
Different. Yeah, but this is very different for Jimmy to become
it
a
is.
Superhero.
And do we like it or not? I think I do.
I don't.
Like it.
I like it. I like it. Yeah,
okay.
He's pretty cool. But not even doing the Batman voice. He's not trying to change his voice like Oliver
does. Wait,
does
this
does.
Voice change? I didn't even notice.
Kind of. Only
I think
a tiny
it does,
bit.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it
and
does.
This,
because even Supergirl mentioned it. The whole voice changer thing.
It's getting old.
Yeah.
It's
better than Batman Begins.
Yeah,
the
way
the
Guardian
rapping.
Does it. Yeah, I know.
Like, come on, dude.
But I know we
you're,
can't,
you're a billionaire.
I know we can't talk
you can't
about it
afford
yet,
a voice
but,
changer.
Yeah. But I know we can't talk about it yet, but when Kara and Alex discuss Guardian, I was freaking geeking out when Kara says, my cousin worked with the vigilante
there one. About Batman. Yeah.
Yes. So
okay, let's hold on for that one. Okay, back
okay.
to Supergirl on the changing. So let's see. Let's also talk about Dr. Jones discovering the abnormal dead wolf. What about that?
That was creepy.
Norway. Remember
I thought that was.
Yeah, that was kind of creepy.
It was. And you saw him.
Because it was like a zombie type of deal, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
But it was like a spirit or like a ghost. What was that?
It was an alien, I think, or a spirit or a ghost. And then it turned into a giant monster. And Kara and Sean fought it. But Sean and Kara lost their powers as it drained them. And
it drained
them.
It was like a parasite, yeah.
Yeah, draining them
and
their powers. But
didn't Supergirl look like Henry Cavill in Batman versus Superman when he's flying in space? Remember, like,
yeah.
Their cheeks are all sunken in, and they're, like,
yeah.
Pretty much dead.
Pretty much, yeah.
It reminded me of that,
yeah.
It was kind of interesting.
I thought it was
so,
a great
episode. Let me ask you this, Matt. Do we think Mon-El has a place on Supergirl? I mean, do we have room for two Kryptonians? They already got rid of Superman. How long do you think Mon-El is going to last on Supergirl?
Well, at the end of... No, that's in the next podcast episode. But I think he'll laugh because I think he's starting to like her. He's starting to love Kara.
Yeah, starting to get a little flirty. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's next week's episode. Let's see. Now, the whole team up with Wynn and Jimmy Olsen, do you like that team up?
Yeah, I do, actually. It's pretty neat. I mean, I do enjoy the team
up. Yeah, I think it's going to work out, yeah. Because, you know, Wynn, of course, he needs something else to do other than work at the DEL. Of course, he gets a little bored, so he needs to do some superhero help. And then designing suits. How cool is that? He's like their version of Cisco.
Cool. Yeah, he is their version of Cisco. But imagine in the crossover of Wynn meeting Cisco. I mean, two nerds meeting each other. I hope so, because it's Cisco that brings Barry over to Kara's Earth.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if he brings the whole pack, like the Guardian coming over too?
I hope so, but probably not. I didn't see anything in the promos, but I just cannot wait till the end of the episode tomorrow when
goes. All right, Matt, we're going to wrap up this show. Give us a shout-out as we wrap up Supergirl Talk.
I love this show. It's awesome. Fans, stay tuned for this week for the Epic Fortnite crossover. I love Supergirl. I can't wait for tomorrow night's new episode. It's awesome. And good night, guys.
All right, great. Thank you, Matt. And thank you for downloading the podcast. And we'll talk to you soon. Have a good night.
Yep. Yeah.